With SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. Senate rushing through final passage of the bipartisan plan to fund federal operations and prevent a government shutdown. President Biden quickly signing it into law earlier this morning. Correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports now on that Christmas market attack in Germany that has claimed the lives of at least five people.
Saxony-Anhalt Governor Rainer Haseloff also said that more than 200 people in total have been injured, many seriously, when a Saudi doctor intentionally drove a black BMW into the market on Friday evening. The man, who was detained, has lived in Germany for nearly two decades, practicing medicine. Several German media outlets identified him as Taleb A. Describing himself as a former Muslim, he shared dozens of posts daily focusing on anti-Islam themes. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Also at SRNnews.com, Tesla recalling 700,000 vehicles because of an issue with a warning light on the tire pressure monitoring system.
Here's the problem. The tire pressure monitoring system warning light may not stay lit up between drive cycles, failing to warn the driver of low tire pressure. If your tires aren't properly inflated, you could be at a higher risk of a crash. The National Highway Traffic Safety Administration says the recall includes some Model 3s from 2017 through 2025, some Model Ys from 2020 through 2025, and some Cybertrucks from 2024. Tesla says it's got a free software update to fix the problem. I'm Rita Foley.
Biden administration announcing another $4.28 billion, that in student loan relief for some 55,000 public service workers. This is SRN News. Evangelical Christians voted for President Trump in big numbers again.
The Public Religion Research Institute has released its final analysis of the 2024 election, and as expected, white evangelical Protestants were a critical part of Mr. Trump's winning coalition. 85% of them cast ballots for the president, as did 64% of Hispanic Protestants and 59% of white Catholics. Mr. Trump also took 57% of white mainline Protestant voters. Kamala Harris won big amongst atheists and non-religious people. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Georgia Senate Republicans recommending the state write laws banning males from female sports teams in public schools and colleges. Recommendation setting the stage for action in the 2025 legislative session. Republican Lieutenant Governor Burt Jones says almost identical goals at the panel's first meeting back in August. This is SRN News. An inflation gauge that is closely watched by the Federal Reserve barely rose last month. That, in a sign, price pressures cooled after 2 months of sharp gains.
Prices rose just 0.1% from October to November. Excluding the volatile food and energy categories, prices also ticked up just 0.1% after 2 months of outsized 0.3% gains. The milder inflation figures arrived 2 days after Federal Reserve officials rocked financial markets by revealing that they now expect to cut their key interest rate just two times in 2025, down from four in their previous estimate.
That is Jeremy House reporting. Amazon delivery drivers and some Starbucks employees on strike in a handful of cities as they seek to exert pressure on the two major companies to recognize them as unionized employees. More details at srnnews.com.